prayers, eat your vitamins, be true to yourself, true to your country, be a real American.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the Brian Stavely Show here on the Last American Radio Broadcast. This afternoon, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to have a special show today. It's going to be me and a co-host, Justin Cook. He'll be joining us very shortly. He'll be calling in soon, so as soon as he calls in, we'll get him on. So before he gets here, you know, some of the things we're going to talk about when he gets here, actually, is going to be... We're going to talk a little bit about how you're conditioned to accept a lot of things that you really shouldn't accept, such as pedophilia. There's a lot of things, such as the police state. You know, they condition you to accept police brutality, police violence, police crackdown. There's a lot of things you're conditioned to accept, like people telling you what you're allowed to eat and put in your body, what you're allowed to grow. I mean, just all types of different things where it's done so much. It gets to the point where you start to accept it. I mean, it's that simple. You start to think it's the norm, and it just becomes a way of life. Kind of like you expect to have a terrible experience at the airport now. Well, it doesn't need to be like that, and it wasn't always like that, but that's become the norm now. You've been conditioned. You have been conditioned to accept that. Maybe you haven't been totally conditioned to accept the physical grope down. But it's getting there, okay, for a lot of people. Some people are being conditioned, and they're going to accept that. That's acceptable behavior to them. And that's not acceptable to me, and it shouldn't be to you either. And those are some of the things we're going to talk about amongst, many other things that we'll dive into. So we're going to do a little bit longer of a broadcast today. We'll probably do, at least 2 hours for you guys, okay? So before Justin gets in, let me go over a couple of, just a couple of short stories from today. I saw this one. It was pretty interesting. There's a cop. His name's Andy Butler from Dallas Police Department. And he's filing a lawsuit against the company Taser for being zapped willingly. Okay, he knew he was going to be zapped. It was probably part of the training or whatever. He got zapped with 50,000 bolts. And guess what, guys? It fractured his back. It fractured his vertebrae. It left 2 metal plates in his neck. And his back got so tight, his muscles constricted so tight, when he got shocked, it actually crushed his vertebrae. So in 2009 is when this happened. And since then, he's had surgery to repair 3 discs in his neck. And, all I got to say is, oh, you guys don't like it, do you? You don't like it. So how can they just use that on the public? You know what I mean? It's crushing this guy's vertebrae, and they'll just pull that out on you in a crowd like it's no big deal and just tase you. 50,000 volts, not a big deal to them. Ride the lightning, kid, right? They'll just zap you with it. That's what I mean by being conditioned, too. You've been almost conditioned to accept that. If you see a cop zapping somebody with a taser, you might not even think twice about it. That's really pretty cruel. You don't think that hurts? This guy got his vertebrae crushed, and he's not the only cop suing. There's a whole bunch of them all over the country, and this is the first I've heard of it. His lawyer said that, and this is coming from his lawyer, but he said that, not only have a lot of offices over the whole country been suing Taser International, but, since 2004, even Taser had to admit that it could result in not just serious injury, but death. Now, I don't know where they admitted that. I'll have to look into that. Like I said, this is a new story to me, and that is coming from the plaintiff's lawyer. But now Taser is counter-suing him, saying he knew the risks, yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, even if he knew the risks, okay, now he's a cop. He's signing up for that. He's going through that training. He's expecting that. Well, we're not signing up for that crap. Now, how do you know when you use that on somebody they don't have a medical condition that's going to really become an issue when you put 50,000 volts through them? You could kill somebody easily. You could easily kill somebody with this thing. And they use it on the public. I'm glad it's at least getting a little attention and there's actually a police officer suing. It's not going to stop them from using it. It would have to be a lot more incidents like this. And who knows? Maybe there will be more incidents like this. Maybe more of them will get injured, and they'll stop using some of these tactics. But the police state and police brutality is one of the specific things we were going to talk about as far as being conditioned. You are conditioned. You're conditioned to almost accept seeing people get tasered. Another thing that's going on right now, guys, and we talk about internet censorship a lot, and we talk about, you know, like the Protect IP Act, all this other bogus legislation that they're trying to push to basically seize the internet, blacklist IPs, you know, close down sites for sharing certain content, all types of stuff that they're trying to do. Well, it gets worse. The Department of Justice wants to make website rules like legit laws now. So if you violate a terms agreement, if you violate your terms on a website, you can be like held where, you know, you can actually go to jail for lying about your age or your weight on a dating site. I'm not exaggerating either. This is what they're talking about. And right from their mouths, they said that, you know, if you use a fake name, they call it, you know, if you use a pseudonym on a social network, well, then that's not a federal crime at all. But with this new legislature, it would be a crime, and it could be punishable by jail. So if you use a fake name on Facebook or Google or whatever you use, Twitter, MySpace, you can get in trouble for this now. This is, you know, this is really going too far, really. So what I don't get is, so these websites, they just have people, they could have the most unintelligent people working there just making up rules. And you violate one of these silly rules, you can be held in a court, a real court. I could see if it was like maybe an officially, you know, government-run website. I still wouldn't agree with it. But I'm saying, you know, but anybody can make a website and a set of rules, right? Anybody. So if I cleverly word a terms agreement right now for one of my websites and I trick somebody into committing a crime, they can go to jail for that? Are you serious? That's what we're talking about here. That's what we're talking about, people. We need to keep all this new legislature off the internet. We don't need any of this, guys. They're trying to disguise it all as protecting us from hackers or, you know, stopping like stolen goods from being, you know, sold on the internet or stopping piracy, okay? Now, as much as I might disagree with them, if they're trying to stop piracy, then, you know, that would be a legit reason. If they're trying to stop stolen goods, that would be a legit reason. But that's not what they're trying to do. Okay? They're trying to shut down unfavorable speech. Okay? Unfavorable speech. Guys, you know, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break. And when we come back, we're going to come back with Justin Cook. So we'll be right back, guys, in about, you know, not even 3 minutes, guys. Stick right here with us on the Last American Radio Broadcast. Okay, everybody. Welcome back to the Brian Stavely Show here on the Last American Radio Broadcast. We actually got an extra bonus for you guys. We were going to come back with me and Justin Cook. Mike DeMann is going to join in as well, guys. Justin, why don't you say hello to everybody?
Hey, everybody. How you doing out there? Good to be on Last American. How you doing, everyone? Hey, Mike, Bry. Hi, guys.
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
Not bad. Took me a few minutes. I was, waiting on a phone call, tying up some rough ends, and rolled a few cigarettes for the show. But
okay. Were you trying to call in for a while? Did I just miss the call, or what happened there?
No, I was trying to add you on Skype, and I guess you didn't see that on Skype. And I don't know. Besides that, I was just trying to get a hold of you on Facebook, but in your personal Skype too. But.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. I just have like you said, I have a lot of things going
on. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
I got three windows open for intros and recordings and this and that. Before you guys, you know, before we get into the new stuff, I just want to tell you what I was talking about and see if you had any comments. I just dove into two stories real quick, and one of them was about a cop from Dallas. He's actually suing the taser company because he got injured when he got willingly zapped, though, like probably part of training or something. He fractured his back. He got two metal plates in his neck now, and his back muscles got so tight that it actually crushed his vertebrae.
Wow.
And they use this on us. You know what I mean? And even the police offices are filing lawsuits now. I guess it's actually a little bigger than I thought. There's a bunch of them all over the country now. What do you guys think about that? Because I just think it's kind of relates to what we were going to talk about being conditioned. And we've been conditioned to accept this behavior, to accept being tased.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. And that's what I think is going on here now with the OWS movements, the Wall Street movements. You're having people conditioned to seeing cops beat on people. And really, what's sad about it is 50% at least of the population is not at least saying that part is messed up. You know, like, obviously we know that, you know, these are controlled movements and everything, but regardless of the fact, it may even be fake, a lot of these, so-called things, but regardless, the people out there should be at least, upset about the police brutality that's happening there. No matter what your politics are, I don't care if you're, the biggest neocon idiot, you should still say, hey, this is wrong. You know, we have people getting beat and hit in the head with rubber bullets and tased and maced. You know, and the whole thing is like you said, tasers. They see non-lethal weapons. But, yeah, they've killed people. They kill people every year. And not only that, but, serious injuries like that. You know, it's just insane because, cops are supposed to be strong guys. They're supposed to be able to... do they really need all this stuff? Batons and rubber bullets and I don't know. To me, it's a police state. They're not cops anymore. They're paramilitary.
Yep, it's true. And it's just like they say non-lethal, but they use these sound cannons also that'll make your eardrums bleed. Okay, it's non-lethal, but you're gonna make my eardrums bleed and maybe make me go deaf. Death for life. They use these rubber bullets that you've seen the pictures, and like you said, we don't know how much of the movement's controlled and how much of these pictures are actually just actual photo ops where they're set up to basically generate the fear. But I imagine some of it's probably real. And getting hit with those rubber bullets is no joke, dude. I mean that's almost like a real bullet. You see the damage those things do.
I just saw on the feed today.
Hey guys.
Some woman got hit in the face with one. And it looked like she, had a hole in her cheek, and all
yep,
around.
It's unbelievable.
It,
hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
how you
what's
doing?
Going on, guys? Good, man. I'm just listening. Keep going.
I was saying, all around was black and blue, and these things can fracture bones. They're not rubber as you would think of rubber. It's more of like a hard plastic. Mm-hmm. I forget the exact material of it, but the word rubber, you think and either way being higher.
Yeah, you think like a ball when they say rubber.
Right. Either being
and it's
being
really super compact.
Yeah, being fired at the velocity they are, they're a lethal weapon. And as we saw with the Oakland one, where the guy got hit in the head with a tear gas canister, and I think they're if he did get shot with it, they obviously were aiming it at somebody, and this is of course a military guy, so this makes it all even more of a big divide and conquer type thing.
Yeah, and like this is exactly what we were talking about. Like they want people to take notice of this. They want people to be scared. They want people to eventually see it so much.
Right.
That you accept it, you expect it. I'm conditioned in a way.
Go ahead, Mike. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean something about it bothers me. I mean, I believe of course some of the situations are real.
I was
going to
say the same thing with TSA.
I've seen a few incidents that seem so staged that they seem so absolutely staged where people I don't know. There's so many.
Is Mike cutting out or is that me?
Am I cutting out?
I hear him good. No, Mike, I hear you fine.
Okay. What was I going to say? Yeah, I mean, I believe a lot of these incidents, I mean, they appear staged to me, but the thing is that, it has a different effect on people. It causes fear, but also it causes people to be angry. See, I mean, it's done. A lot of the people out there, like on Facebook, questionable accounts, they are, constantly talking about this, constantly sharing these videos. And the effect it's going to have is that people talk less about the issues, really, but they also,
yeah.
you know, they become angry. And like say, all of these websites have the red and the black, meaning, you know, I mean, psychologically speaking, those colors incite, you know, a short fuse. I just read some studies on that. And that's not a coincidence that all of these revolution sites are in red or black or something. I mean, they don't want people to think. They want people to be angry, and they want people to react out of anger, because that is really how they control
us. Well, that's why this whole thing was called the Day of Rage, you know.
Are you guys still here?
You can't tell me that they couldn't. You cut out to me. Sorry, I didn't hear you talking. Still, I thought you stopped. For some reason I can't hear Mike. He's cutting in and out to me. So I thought he had finished. But anyway, I was saying that's why they called this originally the Day of Rage. You know, couldn't they have picked a better use of terminology than the Day of Rage with the fist in the air, which obviously symbolizes, you know, communism and you know, and all these other things. And the, you know, the whole thing is it's very the propaganda that's going along with this, and the fact that the mainstream is covering it and is actually showing the police brutality is a part that really, really shows that it's a setup. If not, they wouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They really want you to see this. They want you to see this. They want you to know that they'll arrest a police captain, or they'll fire on a military guy with rubber bullets or tear gas, whatever it was that hit that dude. They want you to know that. And like you just mentioned a few minutes ago about the TSA, I swear right before I got you connected on the call, I had mentioned that to the people. I told, you know, the listeners that we were going to talk about conditioning, and, you know, and it's not just, you know, it goes from everything from pedophilia to the police state and even the TSA. Now, you know, you might not accept them putting your hands down your pants, but you've come to expect a terrible, awful experience at the airport now. You've just conditioned to it.
Right. And it's, I mean, you don't always have to use action and force. You know, that the mental, I mean, the psychological, it's like an unwritten language, so to speak. In America, people, you know, I mean, are afraid of the police. They don't want to admit it, you know, because even you always talk about, oh, we have rights, and we can do this and that. But the reality is that people are terrified. I mean, because they know that if they get upset enough, they'll do whatever it takes, and they're not going to be pushed over. So, yeah, it has a strong effect, but it also, you know, causes... It also causes, you know, rage, you know, it causes like built up anger. So when you have anger and make a decision out of anger, you will never make a good decision. You always go down. And basically, whatever the next step may be, it's something where they control when it's going to happen. That's the way I look at it. You know, there's going to be enough anger building up, and then it's going to be something happening. I have no idea what, but it's going to, you know, use their anger to once again, you know, be lemmings running off the cliff. That's something that I expect right now. And the other thing, of course, Anonymous. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to do something, because the media wouldn't waste that much time on, you know, on these people and making them this as famous as they are right now.
They're going to see it through until the new internet regulations are passed. That's what they're all about. They're all about making everybody think everything's vulnerable, from MasterCard to Gmail and everything in between, and people are going to beg for new internet regulations.
Exactly.
And I think the big one is they're saying they're going to hack the election. Now, we know the election's already hacked, okay? So that's like saying you're going to fix a professional wrestling match. But that's what they say they're going to do. I think that could be the big one. I think that could be the rollout of the new internet.
I definitely could see that too. And now that you say that, especially with Anonymous and whatnot, now I've been hearing rumblings going on that OWS is thinking of starting their own party. So,
oh, you know what? Interesting. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Guys, you know, here, the OWS or Occupy Budapest, they have elected their new candidate. They already started the party here. So it's interesting you say that. I didn't know in America. I mean, yeah, that sounds credible, because they have elected what they call the alternative president, and they're going to put him up against the current Prime Minister. In March next year, it's going to happen.
Wow. See, so, you know, this
I mean,
is the whole thing. See,
power
right now,
movement, but it's the same movement, you know.
It was. See, right now in America, we have a bunch of controlled movements. We have.
Guys, can you hear me okay?
You know, the OWS movement. we have the Ron Paulers. We have the Tea Party, which obviously is the worst controlled out of all of them. You know, and pretty much everybody's getting funneled into one of these three groups. And the so-called truth movement, you know, obviously they go with Ron Paul, even though he doesn't give a shit about 9/11 truth or anything else. But, you know, and we can get into that later, too, because I've been arguing a lot about, you know, how we know that he's, you know, not legit and everything else. But, you know, we'll get into that after. But the whole thing here is they want us divided. And what better way to make sure that you're in one of these controlled camps? So next year, say somebody goes and hacks the election and even, you know, they take it away from Ron Paul, say, and give it to even Obama or say this other third party candidate. Well, you're going to see riots. You know, you're going to see it. You're going to see race wars. You're going to see all types of stuff. And, you know, it's just setting it all up. It's brewing right now. And like I said, you have all these controlled movements, and you know, none of them are totally legit, because the system needs changing more than these people are asking for it. And, you know, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, I think they're, I think, you know, exactly along the lines of what you were speaking, because I think when they would do this, this was my theory, is that the person they would screw would be Ron Paul, because by doing that, guys, what they would do is you'd get all the sheeple that believe that the election is also, you know, almighty and whole, and they're electing all their leaders. So they'd all be in an uproar just on the premise that the election got hacked by Anonymous. So they'll be ready for the new internet regulations. They'll be screaming for it because they won't know better. And then a lot of the people that are on our side of the fence, or, you know, somewhat on our side of the fence, but they're Ron Paul supporters, they're going to be absolutely furious as well, because they're going to think Ronnie got screwed, and they're going to buy into the election all over again, like all the, you know, like everybody else. They're going to buy into the whole election, and they're going to be totally upset about it, and they're going to be begging for it too. That's what I feel.
Exactly. I mean, the revolution or the civil war or whatever is coming, I mean, it's going to be, you know, the action is in the reaction. I mean, if, let's say, Anonymous hits, you know, and hacks everybody's bank account and people go broke, and then that's going to be the easiest thing, really, to say, like, hey, these outlaws, you know, they made took everybody's money. Something like that could happen. And of course, then the Republicans will say, oh, you damn hippies, you did it again, and blah, 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 blah. So it'll cause all the division. They're not going to, all they have to do is instigate. They're not going to have to take any actions. I mean, people will slaughter each other. And then what's going to happen? Then people, you know, they want structure, and they want the police to come in, and the National Guard, and everything. Right. And before we know it, we're going to have laws like we've never seen. I mean, as long as people don't stand up and voice themselves without hiding behind some organization, or, you know, people know it. I mean, how can you support a group named Anonymous? How can you support anybody that you don't know who it is? I mean, this is what I don't get. And this is part of what's wrong with society, that people think, oh, these guys, they're fighting for us. And plus, then V for Vendetta and all this conditioning. I mean, that is something people need to get out of their minds. They need to look at themselves, you know, and what can I do? What do I want in life? And not let some movie, you know, that is really what we, everything is about that. It's just like with 9/11, with everything. Everything is conditioning. Right. So right now, you know, with these guys with Anonymous, I see, I mean, them being used like crazy, because the way they're being promoted is the same way that CNN promoted Bin Laden 6 months before 9/11. So, you know, they're not wasting their time. They're not doing it just for show. But, I mean, you know, why would you give these guys so much attention if they're really against you? You know, there is no way. There is no way, you know?
No. To me, Anonymous, back in the day, when they were fighting Scientology, was a real organization of actual activists. I think they weren't co-opted. However, nowadays, you might as well call them CIA, because they're gonna do the dirty work, or the Pentagon, you know, same thing.
Yeah.
Now, you know what's funny to me is that they all wear these Guy Fawkes masks. It's another thing that makes them look bad. And also, who is Guy Fawkes? Is that really someone that we want to be emulating? For one, you know, he used a type of violent action for two. Mm-hmm. He was a Catholic Vatican operative. You know
oh,
what I'm
really?
Saying?
Yes. It's been 5
oh,
years.
Oh, Jesus.
I haven't watched it in 5 years. I'm sorry, dude. I didn't even know that. Yeah.
They're like the Al-Qaeda of the internet.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, instead of blowing things up and, you know, false flag terrorism, it's like false flag hacking.
Yeah.
And Warner Brothers gets a cut of every sale of every mask, you know? I mean, shit, who's running this revolution? Warner Brothers? Give me a break.
Yeah. You know what? I would have liked to have made a company making Guy Fawkes masks starting about a year ago. Christ, I'd be a billionaire now.
No,
but,
I didn't know he was a Vatican operative.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I thought
he was like some French revolutionary or something.
I'll get his Wikipedia article, and it says right there how he was, worked for Catholic, whatever. I'll get it, but it's pretty. Now, and obviously, V for Vendetta, I think V for Vatican. And obviously, it's why Alex Jones was flying that around, which was also preconditioning. Then we had that shooter, Clay Duke, last year that went and put the V for Vendetta after he gunned, supposedly shot the guy, you know, or tried to shoot somebody at the school hearing. You know, so they're trying to, they're showing this one side of it, but yet the rest of the public is looking at it, and they're not gonna like this. They're, you know, it's, and regardless if they like it or not, it's going to be what ushers in the new controlled internet, where everyone needs to get a license similar to drive a car.
Yeah, it is. You're gonna need to log in with a government ID, guys. So what that effectively does is it kills free speech for people like us, because, I mean, it kills anonymous speech, basically. You can't make any anonymous statements on the internet anymore. Everything is going to come back to you. Everything. Everything. And now, you know what else I talked about too, Justin? You know, right before you guys joined us, you know, I was talking about these new website laws that they're making, where they're trying to make it so if you violate the terms agreement of a website, you can actually be punishable by jail. And they're talking about things like using a nickname on Facebook, lying about your age on a dating site. I mean, just absolutely ridiculous stuff. And they're going to actually make it so you can go to a real court. And any schmuck out there can build a website and come up with a terms of agreement. So that's going to hold up in a court of law. If say, I cleverly make up a website, a terms of agreement, and I trick somebody into breaking some stupid, silly law, they can go to jail for that? Like, who am I to be writing laws? You know what I mean?
It's
amazing, man. I mean, the thing is, you know, they're telling us in every way, you know, who is who and what, you know, it's so obvious to us. But I mean, how do you make people snap out of their little dream world that they're hiding in? Because that's really what it is. I mean, people medicate themselves, you know, not just with drugs or alcohol, but also mentally medicating themselves just with garbage, you know, it's just escapism. And that they lose hope, you know, and seek hope in some media personality or somebody. I mean, how do you end that? That is something that's been frustrating me for the last 4 months, like crazy, because people, I mean, they choose to listen to whatever they think is within their reach. And it's always great when they say, oh, here's a new guy for you, and he's going to fight for you. And they, I mean, at what point do you say, okay, I've been through 20 of these dudes, and they're all fakes. I mean, at what point do I grab my balls and say, let me think what I can do? You know, that's what I don't understand. This is something that I don't. You know, I mean, and it's not just, you know, people tell me, oh, just ignore the media. I do ignore the media, but how can I, when everybody around me always brings up whatever is talked about in the media? So basically, these guys are controlling what we're talking about, and I cannot escape it, because they bring up some stupid topics, you know, while there is something important going on, and it's such an uphill battle to get really to the nitty gritty, you know?
Yep. Yeah. I do know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading what Justin just wrote here. 5th of November, wow. Yeah, no, I mean, the thing is, I mean, what's next? That's the question. And the funny thing is, I saw a video today of, you know, they're handing out free flu vaccines at the, you know, Occupy, and people took it too.
Yeah. I think, it's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, I mean, how cool
is it? I mean, I could talk about that for hours. It's everywhere now. It's Lysol. If you buy Lysol products and you send them a receipt of your flu shot, they'll give you $5 in cash. If you go to Walgreens or CVS near my house and you get a flu shot while you're there, They'll give you 20% off whatever you buy in the store, so you could spend a few hundred dollars and spend and save, you know, $60 or something. And so people are going to do it. Of course they are. People are hurting for money. But why wouldn't they? Well, they don't know the dangers. You know what I mean? That's why we got to let people know. People have no idea, man.
What do you guys, you know, do you think of National News? I've been looking at all these different websites. National News seems kind of legit.
I use them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And first website I go to every morning.
Ah, awesome. Because, you know, that's the only one that I see as being legit right now, or I can see.
It is.
You know, Veterans Today is, I think, shit, right? And now SOT. Do you know SOT.net? SOTT.net? Look at their logo. Look at their logo.
I'll tell you real quick, though. Veterans Today, it depends on the writer.
Yeah, there's so many different writers. It does make a huge difference.
I'll tell you what, one thing about it that a lot of people don't understand is just recently for Iran, the fact that Iran's government has been going backdoor with Israel all these years, and people don't realize that. I just read an article on the other day, and I looked into it, and it was the first time I had heard this. Instead, you know, and as far as I'm saying, Iran does not belong, you know, to have a war, but what they're doing is they're almost, you know, working on their own little propaganda piece on the side there with Israel, and that's the thing. People don't understand how deep this goes and how many countries are involved with the agenda, you know. I agree, Mike. Yeah, there is questionable content on there, and there's a lot of stuff I don't.
There's both. I've seen both on there. I really have. I've noticed that just the other day too. I seen some stories on there that were absolute whitewashing, garbage, you know. And then I've seen some things on there that were really kind of intriguing that really hit there first. Like I seen a couple stories there, but with Natural News, Mike, that's you know, as far as I know, I mean, I trust them a lot, and like you can get a lot of good health information on there. You can search anything. Like if you search, say, Bill Gates and vaccines, because you want to find his connections, you'll find so many articles in there. Like when I did my paper on GMOs, I used them for a lot of stuff, and I just kept printing up all different articles and just, you know, reading stuff off of there. And if you have a specific condition or a disease and you want to know how to fight it, there's always like podcasts on there, PDFs. That guy Mike Adams, he's wicked awesome. I put a lot of his stuff up on my website too. He's wicked good.
The only problem I have with Adams is he is chummy with Jones, but you know what?
Yeah, that is.
But a guy like that, you know, honestly might just take it as, well, I'm just getting more publicity type thing. It doesn't mean that he's a shill because he is so, you know, he's not in the inner circle.
Yeah, because his information checks out.
Right. Yeah, and I agree. And one time, when Alex Jones linked to my website, I mean, I got huge traffic that day. You know, just one article. And so, yeah, I can see, of course, that it can be. I mean, the question is if you're going to draw the line, if you're going to sell out, or if you're going to keep on doing your thing and say, thank you, Jesus, or thank you, Allah.
He might just not know, too.
Huh? Yeah.
He might not know. I mean, not to be naive, and I think, you know, almost all of them know of each other. Mm. But, you know, maybe he doesn't know. But either way, his information does check out. I've been using Natural News for a while now, and it's good. But you know what you will see, though? You will see, like, when you'll see a little bit of political stories on there, and when you do, you'll notice that they do kind of have the same spin that RT would have, or InfoWars. It's very similar in that aspect. But just get the health information, and I think you'll be good. There's a great resource there. Great resources on there for it.
Yeah, and you know what? They have to, being as popular as they are, they have to stay alive somehow, you know what I mean? You got to read between the lines also sometimes, you know? They cannot be too threatening to, you know, the global elite. So they're probably choosing some mellow stories or some, you know, just to kind of, you know, slide along. But, you know, I mean, I see that a lot, man, because if you're really out there, you know, now it's changing a little. People are more and more waking up. But I mean, you know, you cannot be mainstream or almost mainstream and be too, you know, direct with everything. I mean, it's like, so National News, yeah, they're probably going to stay alive somehow. So, you know, I don't know. It's just like these, you know, I mean, imagine you being on national TV or being, you know, and saying everything that's on your mind. Wow, that would be deep. You know what I mean? So the question is, how do you reach people little by little? Otherwise, you'd just be taken down. And then, well, yeah, I mean, who wants to be a martyr? I don't. But, you know, it's the different ways to approach this. And I think as long as you're, you know, following your own guidelines and without saying, oh, okay, I take the check, I'm out now, I'm going to do whatever you guys say and become a slave, or a, you know, or a house slave, telling the field slave what to do, so to speak, you know. It's one of those things, you know. We got to, you know, we still live in this society. No matter what we have to say, no matter what the truth is.
Well, you know, the whole thing, too, I think, you know, there's a lot of sites that I use for references and whatnot. However, the most important thing is some people are able to see through the fog, and some people can't. Some people can't cut through the bullshit with a, you know, with a brand new Ginsu knife. It just depends, you know. And I think if you're open minded and use you know, and really think of you know, of all sides. What's the word I'm looking for here? But either way, you know, you understand what I'm saying. That you know, see, I go to a lot of sites, like you know, see, the problem a lot of people make, though, is they go to sites like beforeitsnews.com and think, oh, well, it's, you know, and they just take something right off there, but they don't understand that may be coming from Benjamin Fulford or Sor Shafal or any one of these total disinfo artists, and they'll put it out as being real, and that just makes us all look like fools.
That's why you got to triple check all your sources, all your stories. Mm-hmm. That's what I, you know, you got to, it's okay to go on some of these sites that you would call, you know, controlled or shills or whatever. If you poke around on like 10 different sites to get one story and you can see through the fog, like you're saying, then you'll be able to get the truth, or, you know, at least close to it.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, people, and the thing is also, I mean, there's a lot of honest people, or people who are doing, starting out honest, and they will wind up selling out. And there's people, you know, who started, you know, being a part of the network, and all of a sudden they want to break free. You know what I mean? So you never know. I mean, there's truth and lies and everything. I mean, it's always got a kind of the, you know, it's very hard to, you know, determine sometimes where somebody else is going with, you know, their agenda. But, I mean, you know, not everybody that, you know, tells the truth is going to tell you the truth in 2 years. You know, you got to also think about that, because eventually everything gets hijacked somehow, and the people who are, you know, a resistance, they get removed somehow, you know, or neutralized. It doesn't always mean kill them, but it means just discredit or whatever different ways, you know. And if you watch, I mean, you guys, have you watched, what's it called, Tatum, the Presidential Secret, that movie, really good one, Chip Tatum. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend
it. Yes, I ended up watching that, and Mike, I definitely thought it was quality, but there's the thing with all these guys like that, you know, ex-CIA, ex-Illuminati, you know, it's so hard to tell, you know, if for one, they're real, if for two, if, you know, for example, like Fulford claims to be an insider, Leo Zagami is another one. You know, I'm not saying Tatum falls in the category, but I was just thinking about this before you even brought it up. But so many people look at these, you know, even Susan Lindauer, you know, and they're out there spitting, either trying to give you extra hope, or they're trying to, you know, just totally give you disinfo, and you know, it's just ridiculous. Though, some of these people out there that all these so-called truthers just believe everything just because it goes along with their train of thought. And go ahead.
I'm just saying the reason they believe is because they're so vulnerable when they first wake up. They're easy to reel in because you're giving them new information that they never heard, so they trust them on everything because they're like, why would they lie? Look at all this stuff they're telling me that I never heard.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, look at how now, you know, they're telling the truth about the previous agendas, and they're going to lie to you about the future agendas.
Usually they're telling you the truth about stuff that's already out.
Yeah, or, you know, when I look at SOT.net, the first thing I see is that, you know, something is coming towards the Earth, a comet coming towards Earth, you know, this image, you know, it's just this constant fear-mongering, it's just this constant programming people to expect a national disaster. I mean, that is something I see every single day right now. And they're in my groups, They're in everybody's groups. They're everywhere. They're posting video after video after video with nothing in there. No content, no evidence, yeah. no anything.
Right.
And it's like, even when they say, oh, according to NASA, it's not going to hit us. Well, you're still putting the crap out there. People pay attention to it, and they're still scared crapless. So it's like reverse psychology, you know? Well, maybe NASA is hiding the fact that it's going to hit us. I mean, I hear all this garbage, you know?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Sorry to cut you off. I'll let you get back in a second. But as far as Elonin went and everything, I was so quick to debunk that and so quick to because it just had a, you know, and YU55 was another example. People love these sensationalist stories, and they jump on them. And normally it's just because there's something else in the background that they're trying to cover up. But yeah, sorry, Mike, I cut you off there. So get back to your.
No, I talk. I mean, it's been a while since I've been on radio. I'm sorry, I have so much on my mind. So the thing is, you know, wasn't Elonin discovered? You know, in quotes, discovered by some Jesuit priest or some, you know, it's always that connection there. You know what I mean? These, if you look up, it's even on Wikipedia. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. Everything is somehow discovered by a Jesuit priest or Catholic astronaut or some crap like that. You know, I mean, it's like, by the way, you know, when I talked about the other day, that movie Dark Side of the Moon, you know, they're talking about how they faked the moon landing. Kissinger's in it. All these big people are in it. But they cover it up as a comedy. But if you listen to it carefully, they're actually telling us how they did it, you know. And I really recommend anybody listening. Dark Side of the Moon is the name of the movie. Some Czech filmmaker did it a few years ago. And, you know, one of the guys wound up dying like the day after the interview, so who knows what happened there. But, you know, these, you know, people that they're using to bring us this information, I mean, they're using the same people, these astronauts, you know. When you look at that movie, you know, Astronauts Gone Wild, and the same person, you know, whose son said, you know, let's call the CIA and whack the filmmaker. You know, and that guy suddenly on radio, and he was 4 years ago talking about UFOs and what the UFOs he saw when he was coming.
Who's that? Edgar Mitchell, Mike?
Yeah, exactly. That dude, man. That guy. You know, you hear his son, he forgets he has his microphone on him. He kicks the guy out, says, and the son says, you know, hey, what do you call a CIA to get him back? And wow, you know, and the whole time, I mean, he was sweating through the interview. He didn't stand a chance because the guy surprised him. You know, he surprised him. He was, you know, he didn't tell him what it was going to be about, but he puts on the tape where you can clearly see the microphone hanging out of the window and all that stuff. So, you know, he was shocked. And just, I mean, he had nothing to say except like, get out of my house, blah, 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 blah. And now this fool is also on all these different, you know, radio stations, conspiracy stations, talking about how he saw UFOs on his way to the moon. And people believe that crap. Now, 25 years ago, what, you know, they're using their names, you know, they're heroes, controlled heroes. By the heroes, people are being controlled. And they say, well, I may or may not believe him, but he's a respectable guy. He went to the moon. Well, guess what? He didn't, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, there goes the respect right there and the credibility. You know what the funny thing is, you know, after looking at all the stuff that we look at, you know, lately, like, you know, Libya, 9/11, Fox News, Stage News, things like that. When you go back and you look at the moon videos, I mean, it's so laughable.
I know, man.
It's laughable. I mean, I laugh at it. I mean, you can see strings picking these guys up, man.
Yeah, right.
It's crazy,
I know, man.
But it really
back
is.
Then, you know, back then they didn't have YouTube and they couldn't, like, pause it. So
I know.
They saw it, like, live. Yeah. And
you guys want to know something hilarious about this too, is that supposedly all of the original footage was misplaced from Houston, you know, at some point in time. Now, this is one of the most significant events of mankind, supposedly, right? And they supposedly cannot find one roll of film from this. So all they have is what they, you know, supposedly they had live stuff. So all they have is the stuff that, you know, that you're seeing afterwards. So, I mean, it right there, it just goes to show. There's a really good article out there on the whole thing. And obviously, watch, like Mike says, Astronauts Going Wild. But a good piece that goes with it is called Wagging the Moon Doggy. And it really just tears apart every possible argument that you can make to say that Apollo went to the moon. You know.
Oh, I got one that really tears it apart. Did you see a funny thing happen on the way to the moon?
Yeah, there's another. Yep.
And they actually get caught staging the moon landing, guys. They're actually released a wrong tape to these documentary makers or whatever, and it has Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, all these guys talking about how they're gonna deceive the Americans and make Earth look really far away in the window. And what they did is they blacked out the whole space shuttle, so it was real dark in there, and then Earth in the circular window looked like Earth in deep space because the walls on the space shuttle were blacked out. And they were talking about how they were gonna do this. And not only that, they were logged in doing this exercise the same 3 days they're supposed to be on the moon, and they're only 200 miles above the Earth. I mean, it's absolutely mind-blowing video.
Thing is, it was impossible at that time to get any farther than a couple hundred miles away from the Earth. And you know, to actually go and land on the moon and then have enough gas to get back, never mind the Van Allen belt, never mind all the technical stuff, just think of the gas, you know, or whatever. You know, I know there's alternative energy and stuff, but, you know, by going by what they said, you know, no, it's impossible. And if you look at that lunar landing module, the thing looks like a tinfoil, or the thing that the recovery thing.
Yeah.
It looks like a Christmas tinsel. You know, so they wrap
and it gets lifted up by strings.
Yeah, seriously.
There's no dust on it, nothing. There's no blast crater.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes no sense whatsoever. The shadows were all wrong. It's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, it just goes to show. I mean, I don't want to change the subject too much, but, you know, then you got the Giffords hoax. And, you know, you're still seeing this, and this was something that was, you know, used to, to create more fear, another false flag. And, you know, when I first saw that, I said, there's no way that, you know, that this was like they said, and you know, it didn't make sense. But then, you know, you really dig into it, and I give props to Ed Chiarini at WellAware1.com. He found this thing called the X plan, and it shows, and you can see the people wearing the badges. And after that, it's like, wow. You know, the same cops are in there where, you know, and it's not, it's just amazing how, you know, from 9/11 to Giffords to the moon landing, you know, to what, you know, what else is staged?
It's
what, you
all
know,
Hollywood.
Yeah. Everything, seriously.
Man. Almost everything. I mean, you know, we really need to go back and look at all these so-called false flag attacks and seeing if they were really attacks or if they were really Hollywood. I mean, you do. Because now we know there's an extra layer of BS to cut through, and that's the alternative media's spin on it.
Exactly. Well yeah. Here's another one, too, is Pearl Harbor. Now, I'm not saying it didn't, because it did get attacked. Obviously, they did get the carrier fleet out of there in time, and they go to Japan into attacking. They knew it was coming. However, how did they happen to have a guy with a camera there in that back in that time frame? You know, it's just so funny how it's always, you know, so you could see these ships getting bombed and sinking. What that did is that put so much, you know, to the American people that, because then you didn't have TVs, but you went to the movies and saw these reels. You know, you saw this guy filming this attack and the smokestack blowing up. You know, these are old propaganda techniques, and now with the technology they have, they can make anything. You know, I really want to see what they do around 2012. Whether they pull off a blue beam type alien attack, which I think is very possible.
That's what I think's happening.
Hey guys,
perfect time for it, Justin.
Totally. Yeah. Check this out, Mike. I don't know if you heard this, Brian as well. Me and Mike have been blue beam nuts for a while now. We this is one thing that me and him have been like fighting off people for years. You know, every time we see someone posting, you know, some stupid looking alien video, you know, and it's just like all pre-programming, and we've been watching this now. And you know, the whole thing is, what's hilarious though is now the London is getting missiles put in around the stadium. What is that? You know, it's totally
around for the Olympics. Yep,
exactly. Even the History Channel or National Geographic now, how to, you know, protect yourself from alien attacks. I mean, that's mainstream. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's closing in on us. I mean, it's like little by little they're sneaking up on us. First it was like the offbeat kind of website, but now it's, I mean, from Russia Today to History Channel, I mean, it's mainstream.
Oh yeah, Russia Today has tons of UFO videos. I see them on there all the time.
So how about this lady, what's her name? Colleen Thomas, who talks about the Palladians and the Reptilians, man. I still can't believe they put her even on there, you know, but it's like...
I didn't see her, but guys, you know that they don't let any crisis go wasted. And yes. 2012, with all the hype around it, is a crisis. They're not going to let it go wasted. They're going to do something. And I've been telling people the same thing, that they're going to do a fake alien thing. Whether it's aliens blowing up buildings in a city or aliens coming on a coastline like troops, it'll obviously be fake.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead.
No, I'm wondering. Just a quick fact, and then it's on you. It's hard with three guys. We all want to get. But here's my quick thing. Just guys out there who may be skeptical of what we're saying here, take mind of what Rick Clay has said about the London Olympics, you know, with the Zion logo and everything, and also the fact that this is going to be going on during December 21st, 2012, you know, in the so-called Mayan end of the calendar, as we all know, with Operation Deep Sleep, you know, they were planning on using Mayan, Hopi, Hindu scriptures as well as the Bible to convince people of this stuff. And that's all I want to say on that. I just want to, and I'm sure you guys can expound on that, but
yeah, I have a question though. I mean, I want to ask, how do we know that, I mean, the Mayan calendar is legit? I mean, I believe it is, but do we even, maybe I'm digging too deep here, but I'm wondering sometimes, you know, does the Mayan calendar really end on the 21st? How do we know? You know what I mean? I mean, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But I know,
No, well, the thing is, it doesn't matter if it is or if it's not. They're using it as a propaganda tool. So as far as it matters right now, you know, the world is not going to end by any natural means. I really don't think so. Yeah. We're going to see a lot of stuff, that, in my opinion anyway. I think it's just going to be a total man-made catastrophe, and it's going to... I think it's just part of their way of keeping the fear up until then, and then
exactly. I mean, it's a combination of so many things, man. Financial struggle, things getting worse, blah 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 blah, oppression, and some people, they're actually waiting for the aliens to take them up, you know what I mean, because they can't take it. It's just escapism, yeah. You know, it's just like, oh well, don't worry, they're coming, TikTok, you know. And the crop circles, that crap, you know, some of them, I mean, the design is like the Mayan calendar, yes, you know, it's kind of like, well, after 1969, we had over 10,000 crop circles. And in the 100 years before 69, where there was 100 years of photography, not one picture has been taken. Not one has been reported, you know what I mean? So all of a sudden, you have all these crop circles because the aliens are trying to tell us. So, you know, all that nonsense, man. It's such an overkill. It's an overload on that stuff that, you know, and I mean, I asked some people, you know, 200 years ago, what do you think people thought about aliens or life out of space? And I can tell you what the answers I've received from quite a few people who helped me do research. And they said, well, people thought about it all the time. They thought maybe there's life, but the whole image of flying saucers or little green men or blah, 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 all of that is from the media. I mean, there is, you know, people had their wild fantasies and such, you know what I mean? They came up with some thoughts, but they never really, you know, all of that stuff that, you know, you see on TV right now, all of the stuff that we imagine, it's all from television. It's all from that. All of that, you know, there is... no independent thought involved in any of these theories.
Not at all.
It's all with the flow, exactly. And it's all started by the media. Nobody else.
Yeah. They're not gonna let this crisis go. They're not. They're going to do something for 2012. It's too big.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's too big for them not to, you know what I mean?
It's they have one shot, dude. They have only one shot. And that's the one thing that why I don't give up, you know, while for the last 3 years, where I'm thinking, you know, and me and a friend have been talking about this 2 years ago, because, man, it can take only one thing to tip over the scale and tip it over our way. It's you never know. I mean, they have only one shot to get it right. And the moment people say enough is enough, no more lies, and people start uniting, knowing there's an enemy up there against them, that's when they're going to be screwed. Unless they already have everybody chipped or whatever the plan is. You know what I mean? So they don't have like a million chances. So they got to get this stuff right or they're going to lose, period. But
it's going to be soon.
I'm going to look
right
now.
We'll see it by next summer.
Yeah, man. I mean, I can't believe it's already here. I've been talking about this for 3 years. So now I'm kind of like, wow. You know?
What's all right. You know what, Mike? We're going to take a quick break.
Go for it.
We're going to play a quick song. Everybody stick with us. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Okay, everybody. Welcome back. You know, I just, since we were kind of a little on the topic of it, I tried to throw a little Star Trek theme on there. I threw the wrong one on at first. Yeah, it didn't work out as well as I thought, but we're back now. Guys, you remember where we left off?
I remember when I went up to get a drink, you guys, we were talking about the predictive programming involved with the Blue Beam type stuff. The false alien invasion, Mayan 2012, that whole, you know.
Why don't we, you know, just real quickly tell everybody what Project Bluebeam's about.
Okay, well, for example, the Project Bluebeam is supposed to be a few steps, four-step program, I believe. And anyway, the first couple steps involve the breaking down of all knowledge, you know, For example, a lot of like the hidden knowledge and stuff like that, and they're going to feed us fake, you know, fake knowledge that will, you know, kind of replace the history that we were told, in certain aspects, which is what they're doing with ancient aliens type stuff. Then we're supposed to have earthquakes, which are supposed to further, you know, bring that into perspective by, you know, whether it's opening up new places that haven't been discovered or. And we've seen the earthquakes happening, you know, and whatnot. And we've seen, you know, a lot of people claim they found Atlantis and stuff like that. And, you know, but the main thing here, the other thing before the main thing is supposedly they're going to do holographic projections of the deities over certain parts of the world. Now, to me, I don't see that. I could see that being scratched. But, you know, either way, it's the Night of a Thousand or Night of a Million Stars, Night of a Thousand Stars, whatever it is. And what it's supposed to be actually is a giant alien invasion, picture like Independence Day, the movie. And you're going to have, you know, motherships over every large city in the world, but they're going to be holograms or they're going to be TR-3Bs, which is, you know, Skunk Works, you know, Lockheed Martin aircraft that, you know, the triangle UFOs that you see. And you know, whether UFOs are real or not, the whole thing about it is that this is going to, you know, this has been talked about, by many people. Werner von Braun said the last card would be the alien card. For example, Bill Cooper talked about it. He's dead. Rick Clay talked about it a lot. I actually recommend his 4-hour interview on Red Ice Creations. I'm not a big fan of that site, but you can go to YouTube and watch that interview either way. Great interview. So anyway, you know, the whole thing is, and also Sergey Monast, him and his research partner both died within the same week of a heart attack. And as we know, the CIA and MI6, CSIS, all these groups, they have a heart attack weapon. It's been known since the 70s. They have it, you know, and this was in 1993 or 1994. That he died not too long after releasing what he supposedly got from some insiders. Usually, as we know, the death, you know, the death card is somebody that's threatening the establishment. You know, they don't just kill anybody. You know, if somebody's got a wacky hypothesis, normally they're going to, you know, let them live, you know, or a wacky conspiracy, they're going to let them live and look like an idiot. The fact that so many people that have been, you know, part of this are dead is a big, you know, is a big catcher for me. And also, I just wanted to say about it, you know, could you imagine how scared everyone would be? And supposedly another part is that they would actually have, if you guys have heard of V2K, which is voice to skull technology, They can put thoughts in your brain that are not yours. And they're also supposedly going to be... Now, this part is also something that I'm not 100% sure about. But, you know we switched over to digital everything for televisions, digital everything. And supposedly they're going to be able to send, demonic, entities through cable. You know, I know this sounds nuts, and, I'm not saying I buy this 100%. Yes, but to sell it even more. They may even have an anti-matter weapon that will make people think that a bunch of Christians just got raptured. You know, this is a total thing, and it's being done to totally get rid of religion and totally join everyone up in a common fight against a new enemy. You know, not Al-Qaeda, but aliens. And that would join the world together in a new world order. And
what gets me always is, people who say, you got to say no to religion, and then they sell you the Venus Project. And why do you want to call it Venus? You know, Venus is like the Greek goddess. It's like they replace one with another one.
Exactly.
And and one thing, when you talk about Blue Beam, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of special other effects going on. And, there are so many things that I can think of that they can possibly do to drive people crazy. You see these. What do you guys think of the Montauk, or the experiment on animals? You guys believe they're really.
The Montauk monster?
Yeah.
I think it's probably highly probable. Have you seen it? Did you see it washed up on the beach?
Real. There's a few of them.
A year ago, I made a video about that.
Talk from me.
And a year ago,
is not very far.
Was,
one of them,
maybe
one of them washed up.
Maybe they have tens of thousands and let them run around.
From me.
Keep